Welcome to Shear 15, and we're going to begin by doing a quick review of Shinoi Makom. Okay, so if a person is eating on the go, so you would not make a second bracha. Now, if you're eating in a specific location, and then you have a hefsek during your meal, so if this hefsek takes place outside in a field and you're within your Dalet Amos, then you would not make a new bracha. Now, if you left your Dalet Amos and there's a wall around this area, so again, you would not make a new brachos. Now, let's say there is no wall around the area, so if you could still see your original place, you do not make a new bracha. But if you can't see your original place, then you would definitely make a new bracha. Okay, now again, you're eating in a specific place and you leave. You make a hefsek. So if you're eating in your house and now you get up and you leave your house, so if you go into Rosh Hasharabim, you make a new bracha. If you never went into Rosh Hasharabim and you cannot see your original location, then you make a second bracha. But if you can see your original location, you would not make a new bracha. Now, let's say you were eating in your house and you left that specific room. So again, you wouldn't make a new bracha. And finally, if you are eating in a specific location and you are chewing on the go, so you would not make a separate bracha. Okay, and that's basically a quick summary of Shinoi Makom. So moving on, we will now begin a discussion of the rules of Ikar and Tefel. There is an important rule in Halacha, which is that any ingredient, which is the main ingredient, the Ikar, the primary ingredient, and there are secondary ingredients with it, less important ingredients, Tefel, you recite a bracha on the Ikar, the main ingredient, and it will include the Tefel, the secondary ingredients. This means that if you eat two things and your intent is on one of them and the second item is not important when compared to the primary item, then the bracha on the Ikar will cover the Tefel. And this is true for both the bracha Rishona, the bracha you recite before you eat, and the bracha Acharona, the bracha you recite after you have finished eating. Now, in every situation of Ikar and Tefel, when you have a plate of food brought before you, you need to ask yourself two questions. So number one, are there two distinct items on your plate? And do they each need a separate bracha? Or is it one food which has different types of foods mixed into it, and therefore one bracha will cover everything? And number two, when you have determined that it's one food, you need to determine what is the primary ingredient and what is the secondary ingredient. There are three categories of Ikar and Tefel. There are mixed ingredients, which is a Tefel mixed with an Ikar to make one food. There is a Tefel eaten with an Ikar to give it a flavor. And finally, there is a Tefel which is eaten separately from the Ikar. And in all three cases, we apply the rule that we make a bracha on the Ikar and it will include the Tefel. So let's define these in more detail. In the first case, which is a tefel mixed into a food, you have one food item in front of you. And in this case, as in all these cases, you're going to recite a bracha on the Ikar, and the tefel will automatically be included. In the second case, you have a tefel, which is there to give flavor to the main item. So they're two separate foods, and it's the same thing. You're going to make a bracha on the Ikar, and it's going to cover the second item, even though it's separate. So just to throw out an example, let's say cream cheese on a cracker, right? So the cream cheese is included in the mizonos on the cracker. And the third case is when you have two items that you eat separately. So for example, you have a very salty item that you're eating and you use another food as a chaser, right? You don't actually want the second food. You're only consuming it to counteract the salty flavor. And in this case, you only recite a bracha on the first item, the Ikar, and the chaser food would not receive a bracha because it's included with the first item. Now we're going to break each case down and provide examples. Okay, so the first case of a tafel that is mixed into a food is the most common, and that is what we're going to begin with. So you have two items that are mixed together, even if they're not cooked together, but they're eaten as one item, which is defined as coming up on the same spoon at the same time as you're eating, then we look at this as one item and it receives one bracha. So for example, you have finely cut meat, which is mixed with finely cut potatoes. When you pick up your spoon and or your fork, both come up at the same time. However, if the items are not eaten on the same spoon, but rather you pick them up, each item at its own time, then even if they're cooked together, we look at these as two separate items, and each will require its own bracha. So for example, you have larger pieces of meat and potatoes cooked together, but you eat one after the other, right? So again, they don't come up on the same utensil. So each one will get its own bracha. Furthermore, it's obvious that if you have items on a plate that were not cooked together, each would receive its own bracha because there's no ikur and there's no tafel. So for example, you have meat eaten with rice. So even though you place gravy from the meat onto the rice, each one gets its own bracha. In terms of the mixture itself, we don't care if it's a thorough mixture where you can't differentiate between the various ingredients or if each ingredient is recognizable. As long as they're eaten together, we look at this as one food item and the ikur will cover the tafel. How can we determine which item is ikur? So first and most basic, the specific item that you intend is the ikur, and anything that you add to it to provide flavor is considered the tafel. Even if you specifically like the tafel, since your intent is that the tafel should provide flavor to the main ingredient, it's still tafel and does not get its own bracha. In a situation where you want to eat both items and it's difficult to decide which is the ikur, and they're both mixed together, then you should follow rov, right? Whichever ingredient is the majority, you recite the bracha on that ingredient, and it will cover the ingredient which is the minority. However, that's only where you want both items. But let's say that you like the minority ingredient. So in that case, you would only make a bracha on the minority, and it will cover the majority ingredient. So let's give some examples. One's eating a fruit salad with a combination of hadama and ha'etz items, and the pieces are small in that I pick up my spoon, then I'm going to get different types of fruit on the same spoonful. Since if I picked up each fruit separately, you're definitely going to need two brachos. And further, you like all the fruit equally, then you're going to recite a bracha on the rov, which is the ikar, and it will cover the remaining fruit. Let's say the fruit salad has some cream on it, so no bracha is recited on the cream since the purpose of the cream is just to give flavor to the fruit salad. If when you're eating, you pick up some of the tafel item and eat it by itself, so you would not make a bracha on it because it's included with the bracha you made on the ikar. Similarly, if one eats stuffed cabbage, if there's more meat than cabbage, which is typical, you make a sha'akal. Even though the meat has rice mixed into it, assuming that there's more meat than rice, the bracha will remain a sha'akal. If there's more rice than meat, the bracha will be mizonos. And if there's more cabbage than filling, then the bracha would be ha'adama. However, if you specifically are intending one part of the stuffed cabbage, so for example, you like the cabbage, and for you, the meat is only providing flavor to the cabbage, you would only recite the bracha on the cabbage, and the same would hold true for the meat or the rice. If you cannot determine which is rov, so if possible, increase one of the ingredients so you know which one is rov. If that's not possible, it's best to recite two brachos on other items that have the same brachos as these very ingredients. And if that's not possible, you should make the bracha, which will for sure cover the item. So for example, if you have finely cut fruit in a fruit salad and you can't follow either of the previous possibilities that we mentioned, so you should make a hadama because this will for sure cover the ha'etz. If it's ha'etz and shahakal, you recite a shahakal because this would also cover the ha'etz. Now another possibility, and this actually might be in some cases easier, fish out a piece of each item, right? To have some of the shahakal separately, have some of the hadama separately, have some of the ha'etz separately, and you'll end up needing to make a separate bracha on each item. So this concludes part one, and next time we're going to discuss the second and third categories.